It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Afghanistan's president has a knack for survival despite himself. For years, Hamid Karzai has given the Western powers that are supporting, and some say propping up, his government lots of reasons to wonder if he is a real partner. Recently, with the insurgency strong and his need for help even greater, he's given them even more reason to wonder. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
The visit to Kabul 2 weeks ago by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad raised eyebrows both here and abroad. So did the fact Karzai stayed quiet as his guest railed at the defense secretary of Afghanistan's most important coalition partner, the United States, someone who just left Kabul hours earlier. At a joint news conference at his presidential palace, Karzai called the Iranian president brother and said Afghans were lucky he had come. But some Afghans felt Karzai had crossed a dangerous line.
I think he has been in this confrontational course with the West, in particular with the United States, since last year.
Harun Mir heads the Afghanistan Center for Research and Policy Studies. He, like many Afghans, was uncomfortable about the visit, given that it happened at the same time the Obama administration was seeking international support for stronger sanctions.
This could not be explained in a rational manner because the United States is our strategic ally and we are dependent of the United States for everything, for the salary of our civil servant, for our security, and for our survival. And we could not find any explanation why President Karzai did not react when Ahmadinejad gave this kind of controversial and provocative speech in Kabul.
The ill-timed visit is not the only thing testing Western patience with Karzai. Tensions between the Afghan president and his allies have been high since last year's fraud-ridden presidential election. They put a lot of pressure on Karzai to get him to agree to a runoff last November. There were rare rebukes when he subsequently yanked control of the Electoral Complaints Commission away from the United Nations. Karzai's increasing overtures to militants, like his recent meeting with the top Hizb Islami delegation, have some here fearing he might declare a unilateral ceasefire. His reluctance to hand more power to provincial and district leaders to improve local governance and services also rankles, as do recent presidential decrees that make it difficult for foreign citizens to stay and work in Afghanistan or move about. Karzai officials describe the friction as part of a normal relationship, one that's maturing as the Afghan government gains experience and power. Wahid Omar is his chief spokesman.
2001-2002, there was a non-existent government, non-existent institutions. We were more of a receiver on the receiver end. But now we hope this evolves into more of a partnership where both sides are equal partners.
Some experts say Karzai's actions are his way of dealing with an evolving Western strategy that is more about timelines than results. The president also owes favors to Afghan power brokers who supported him during the elections. Many of those are former warlords who are unsavory to Westerners and Afghans, says Candace Rondeau, senior Afghanistan analyst for the International Crisis Group.
Karzai now feels that all bets are off. He doesn't really have many friends anywhere he turns. And that means that he's got to find ways very quickly to consolidate his power.
But the problem isn't just Karzai, says Parliament member Shukriya Barakzai. She blames the United States and other allies for focusing on building relationships with individuals like Karzai instead of strengthening the Afghan government and its institutions.
Even I'm sure if Barack Obama will be the president of Afghanistan, it will be very difficult for him to find a solution for today's crisis back in Afghanistan.
Western diplomats say they are trying to change their approach. Anne Forzheimer is political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul.
Our engagement is long-term. You know, we didn't give up on Western Europe or Korea 2 years after their war was over. We stayed. And all of these institutions that we're trying to build, we need to build over the long term.
That's good news for the Afghan president, who says he wants American help with security and development for at least another 15 years. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.